Hey to you and to all of you coffee drinkers.
Yeah, because that's what we're on today. It's the coffee.
It's all about the coffee. Now, she's actually almost addicted to coffee because she could actually have an IV that streams it right into her veins.
And I would be a happy girl to have it, too.
Yeah, she would.
I think I'm on cup like three or four.
Right? Yeah. We're so excited about today because it's going to blow your socks off. We know nothing. And you'll understand as you stick with us through this live and how imperative it is to even get to a place in your life when you can actually just say, you know, nothing. We actually had someone who's an elder in the Indigenous community. And he thought that was the most profound thing he's heard in a long day on earth.
We're like, yeah. Cause you can know a lot about a lot of things. But in the grand scheme of everything in the world that there is to know out there, I mean, human beings don't even know all of it yet, but you know nothing in the grand scheme of things. And when we know nothing, that allows us to learn so, so much more.
Exactamundos. But before we get started, as Carolyn always says, with the we're going to do the regular rigmarole.
That's right.
And then we're going to tell you a really beautiful thing that happened yesterday before we begin on our tangent of we know nothing.
Okay, so that first thing is that hashtag.
Holy jumping tuna fish.
If something kind of blows your mind today, you're like, oh my gosh, even this know nothing thing. Accept it. Take it.
Yes.
Holy jumping tuna fish it. Because it really is a profound way of thinking in our opinion.
Yeah.
Humble opinion.
Yeah.
But throw in that holy jumping tuna fish. So we know what you're liking, what you are thinking is good and impactful as well. And whoever is out there too, let us know who you are.
People, don't be shy.
Yeah.
Don't. We want to see names, where you're from. Give us the goods because then we can say, hey, how you doing? Where are you from?
Yes. And share this one out too. The more people we can get kind of thinking along these lines, because we all need a little bit more info in our lives. We really, really do. And the more people we can share about working with horses to help people is all the better as well. Mm-hmm. So share this baby out.
Shannon. Yay, Shannon. Hey. We were just talking about you there, girl.
Yeah, she says, I couldn't be shy if I tried.
We definitely would love to have you on a Facebook Live one time.
Yeah. Oh, did you see I got crazy eyes there all of a sudden. And the next thing is our other lovely hashtag is we are life changers. And that's not just us. That's every single one of you guys out there, as well as your horses, everybody,
animals,
everything, because we have the opportunity to affect a life positively every single day that we live and breathe. We clearly say this a lot. Mm. You're like my mime.
I know.
Hype girl. I like that.
I know.
So yes, please always remember that really does start with kindness. Let's make sure it's safe.
It's always kindness.
Be kind.
Oh, that's there you go.
Yeah, because kindness is key. And the more we can be kind to other people that are out there, you never know how you can affect somebody's day life for the better just by putting a little bit of kindness out there. That's all there is to that. And then of course, if you're catching this on replay, let us know that you're out there too. And we are happy to come back and say hello to you.
You bet. And yes, Shannon, you live.
Mwah. Darn tootin' galootin'.
Yeah, that would be fun. And hey, Michelle, how are you doing? Good old Leduki, where you were from before.
The good old Leduki. That's exactly right.
That's what we're going to say.
And just to let you guys know who we are, if this is your first time joining, my name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as an instructor and facilitator for the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. I couldn't read all of a sudden.
That
talk
was
at the same
so
time.
Bizarre.
That was really weird. Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Exactly. Hey, everyone. My name is Carrie Fulmick, the founder of the Equine Connection and master instructor, helping people globally around the world, just like you, do what we do. And it is the greatest job on this living earth. Why? You get to smell horses. You get to be with them. You actually get to make a living. And we're so proud of our certification because it's the best part is the welfare. The foundation of our certification is the welfare of the horse. So that is always how we run any of our programs, including the horse. We literally allow the horse to literally be the teacher. And if you don't know how that's done, that's the best part of this course because we go into that horse culture and their language. We don't go to the human world because that's where we're doing it wrong.
That's right.
We have to go to their world, how their brain actually works instead of putting humanisms on them. But it truly is beautiful. And it's going to tie in wonderful to what we're going to start with. But oh my gosh, to see a human being make a change right before your very eyes, because we have these exercises and they have objectives. So you're always running an exercise that has an objective. So the humans who are taking your programs have a change where they can make their own choice to be empowered how they want to make that change, because they know the number one thing a horse needs to feel is
safe.
That's right. And so do humans in order to move forward. But when they make the change because the horse has told them so, you're like, wow, because they do it. You don't tell them what they need to change. They do it because they love their horse so much and they know the horse needs to feel safe, but then it transfers into their own life. And yesterday it was such a beautiful program. We love working with the Calgary Dream Center. So yeah, we've been with them for about 3.5 years,
4 years. Lines. Yeah.
So they come every Wednesday from 2 to 3:30. So that's always their schedule year round.
Yeah.
So we're always having those new clients and of course repeats, but what happened yesterday was beautiful. So it's one of our programs called Starting the Journey. And the objective we work with on this one is building a relationship. But what kind of relationship? The relationship first has to begin with inside ourselves. We got to love me, myself, and I. Because how do we help anyone else if we're not balanced and looking after ourselves, right?
And it's funny. I was just talking to Shannon about this the other day, is that it is mind-blowing. Like, these programs are an hour and a half long each time that they come. And this sort of thing that I'm about to tell you comes out of an hour and a half. And I love this fellow too, he told us in the debrief that he was like, yeah, last time I thought what you guys were talking about, that you guys were pretty, you know, woo and crazy. And I was like, okay, I saw a few things, but then this time, oh my gosh, he was walking around the arena at one point and you're like, isn't it crazy that when you look where you're going, it actually makes a difference. He's like, yeah, and it's so weird. It was hilarious. Such a good program. So this is what the outcome was of yesterday's program for just one of the fellas.
And they always reflect
in
what they had learned from each of the objectively driven programs that they run. So they're always collecting it from their memory through their hand, and they put it on a piece of paper so that they eventually get it back, where the organization at least gets it back.
That's exactly right. So he wrote that today's lesson showed me the importance of direction. Moreover, direction in my life as it relates to recovery and how for so long I lived without it, something I will work very hard to change. Ambition is incredibly important and has been absolutely absent in my life. However, if I apply and direct it in my life, I can make real change. After all, I moved an 1,100-pound horse with it. Yes. Now, the coolest piece with even him saying ambition is he was working with Kokanee, and Kokanee's teaching is ambition. That's what you have to be.
He's
ambitious.
A teacher of ambition and the challenges and everything that come along with being ambitious.
Yes, it's just so phenomenal when we get things like that. And again, we're 15 years in.
It melts our heart.
And it fills our bucket every single, it's not a job. This isn't a job.
It isn't. And I have to tell you, we do love life. We do. And we strive to have that humor and strong communication skills. And because that's what you have to do as humans. But we all know over these past 3 years, there's still a heaviness it's just heavy, right? So yesterday we were both
heavy
and low. And we're, you know, when you're trying to be creative and moving your business forward or your life forward, you know, there's so many problems, which are opportunities that keep popping into your path. And you're like, why do we have so many obstacles to go through? But as soon as we worked with the guys and the horses, we were like elated. Oh. We were flying. We were high again. Like, it's a pretty beautiful place to be a part of in purpose in this industry. It's just so phenomenal.
And I love what Michelle said. Wow, what an amazing testimony. It really is. It's that, testimony to what we do, testimony to the beautiful world that we get to live in, testimony to our horses. Like, it's just, it fills our buckets all the time. And for those of you who have just joined as well, please do tell us who you are and where you're from so we know who we're chatting with out there. We love to know that piece as well.
Absolutely.
So let's get into this. You know nothing except it.
Okay,
now, that's not usually how we go in life, is walking around saying, I got nothing, right? But it's the most freeing thing you can possibly say to yourself, because it allows you to take in so much more information. And the fact of the matter is that as we grow, as we learn more in life, as we continue on in life, there is just so much more for us to bring in, to learn from. And if you think you know it all, that's the moment that you are completely closed off to actually learning more, right? And it's one thing for our facilitators who come and get certified with us as well, is that you have to be able to step into a whole new way of thinking of things. Sometimes, you know, people who have been in horsemanship their entire lives, it really is a mind meld.
I know it's an F word.
A mind F. It really is, because you're having to switch your entire way of thinking of how you worked with horses and how you're going to. And even that use versus work with is a whole big thing to start it out with.
Words are so powerful. So even in We Know Nothing, since we started this business, we have learned from people like you globally around the world. And even through the how you use the words, that's the power behind it. Because one of our Facebook followers and someone in the tribe said, you know, it's a really horrible word that you guys are using, use. And, you know, it was beautiful the way she said it. Like, she wasn't being ignorant, but she was bringing it to our awareness. Like, do you understand how this word can affect? And we're like, oh my gosh. So of course, then we changed everything, because then it was, we work with, we partner with horses, but we never use a horse. We changed our textbook, everything. All of our PowerPoints, our tests that people have to take when to make sure you're qualified to be that facilitator. But it's amazing how people and all of us, if we're open, we can hear different things about how words or people really can affect us and horses.
And that's why this course even has grown so much and has expanded so much from when we first started training people, is because we are open to the other thoughts and other learning styles and other ways of thinking. That use piece came in. That was part of it. That was huge. But every single course we have, we gain something in knowledge from our facilitators that even come to teach. Can you imagine if we sat there, we were like, instructor here.
No, you're wrong. We'll it's this way only.
It can't be that way, right? You have to have that, do have to have that open mind to be able to take in new things and maybe switch your mindset a little bit too, because that's always a nice thing to be able to do. And so, we got Mike on too from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Shannon, I do love the one and only, she says, small town girl from Northern Ontario. Just a small town girl.
Living in a lonely world. Yeah, there's our singing.
You're welcome. I openly admit that I do not know it all and absorb as much information as possible. We are sponges our entire lives if we allow ourselves to be. And you can just keep gaining on it, gaining. And you don't have to take every ounce of knowledge.
Well, you can't
apply it.
It don't store. No. I don't care how this brain works. I know they say there's a filing cabinet, but I'm telling you, I don't know if it's been welded shut on some of these files.
I lost the key.
It don't come to my head anymore. It's locked down solid.
Everything from S on is just gone now, for that drawer's locked.
It's so true. It's so true. Even in our business, and this is why you can make such a beautiful living in, well, I think in this certification, because of course we help, we train, we guide you, but we're always about being that business person. Work with organizations that already exist in your area, the schools, men's or women's recoveries, anything that's an organization. That's so great to be a part of, because they're doing the job of helping humans to build skills. So we're a part of the journey with the organization. Yes. So we're always about partnering. And again, You Know Nothing, right? So even as we're talking with them, what are words that are crucial to your clients that you use regularly in the recovery process? So of course we have made our achievement words, which is part of the ending of every exercise that you do, and that people come up and pick a word and then they explain why they chose that word. Like, what did they learn from the horse that day with the word? So, you know, they kind of look like this. So everything is a skill. There we go. Leadership. But we have we have for different targets, we have different words.
Yeah.
Because it has to always match who it is that we are working with. So with the recovery center, Calgary Dream Center, the other day, one of the clients, he said, you know what word you're missing on that board? I'm like, no, tell us. He said intention. And I thought, because we're always about every word has to be a skill. You can't just say love or because love is not a skill, right? You want love, but it's not a skill. So intention, he said, you're always talking about it's how we think and how we feel. It's the intention that we can move 1,200 pounds. It's the intention of where we're moving in our life. So I thought, isn't that a brilliant word to do? So we have now ordered the word. So now we can put it up because we're always learning from people.
We've got Kimberly on here too from West Virginia. And she just went and got her EFL certificate.
Nice.
Working with horses. It's all good things. And keeping the welfare of the horse, numero uno, is
number one,
the biggest part. For our addictions guys as well, or guys in recovery, connection is a huge word.
Huge.
Because connection is the opposite of addiction. And that's what they are constantly taught and what they're saying in their programming as well. So connection is a big piece for them that means a lot more in some ways in that kind of circumstance than when it happens. Another one that came up was fun. And we have never had fun on there because we thought, well, it's not a skill necessarily. Humor can be, you know, that sort of thing. But fun isn't. And then we had one of the people who told us, we actually have to learn how to have fun again. It is a skill for us because we don't know how to do it without the extra piece that we can't have anymore. So fun was a skill in that circumstance as well. But even with some of the school groups that we worked with, if it's an Indigenous school, sometimes bringing in that native language that they're using to have the skills kind of reflecting back to their native language is amazing as well.
It's worked out beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. I think you need to squish in more. Here we go. Yeah, just lean on
it. We have another live going too. For those of you on Facebook who it looks like we're cuddling.
We're not
on purpose.
No.
We kind of are pretty close. But it's because we've got the TikTok live. Hello, TikTokers. As well going that we have to fit into this screen rather than this screen. So it really doesn't seem like we're utilizing the space.
Michelle is saying our connection's kind of wonky. The wonky tonky donkey. Oh my gosh. If you want to pee your pants in laughter.
That lady reading that book.
No, seriously. It's the greatest thing to watch.
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Interesting. There, well, now it's good. Better.
Oh.
Okay.
Vonk.
Okay.
It's the world. Use the force.
And I'm sorry, I have a tickly kind of weird cough going on. So, I can now. Well, okay. Look at how it just... Maybe we just intention. Have to count to three. Yeah. See, intention is everything.
There
absolutely.
It is.
She says. I think the biggest thing, you know, in us knowing nothing really opens us up way better for knowledge and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we continually keep bringing this openness out, we have gained extraordinary amounts of knowledge that I couldn't have even imagined existed 15 years ago. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree completely.
Like Dr. Stephen Peters, that's one that's huge because we're always about doing the science, the research that backs everything in our programs. Like we don't want to just have something fluffy like that guy thought, right, horse, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I love it because all people come around. You stick in these programs, they all come around to say, oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's so true. I love what Michelle's saying here too. Then we can be teachable.
Yes.
And I know we've had this conversation. I've had this conversation with Mike before too about people who are untrainable because they think they already know it all. And that is so hard to work with because there's no way you can know it all. If somebody has 25 years of experience, my gosh, take all the info that they're willing to give you. You can't be in that place where you are untrainable or unteachable. It just locks you in to right where you are and doesn't allow you to grow any further, grow in character, grow in anything else if you are completely shut down to bringing in more information.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and Shannon. Oh, I hope you're feeling better, Miss Shannon. She has pneumonia and laryngitis. She says you're golden. You're doing awesome.
Wowzers, man.
Wowzers,
man. That's a lot.
That's a lot at once.
Oh, my goodness. Laryngitis, though, I would love. I love that when people Well, when I lose my voice, maybe not other people, but I love it when I lose my voice.
She's a weird little duck that way.
Yeah, I'm strange, but that's okay. Yeah. It all works. We're all strange for a different reason.
But even that you learned time because you got a sinus, a head cold for the first time.
The first time in my life, because I don't get sick. So I remember the first time I got the flu, I was in my 30s. And I'm like, holy.
This sucks.
Shoe balls. I couldn't believe, now I understood how other people, because I always thought all of you who got the flu, you are wuss takers.
Yeah, come into work, you're fine.
Yeah, but now I know God showed me the way because I had the flu and I'm like, whoa, all you want to do is lay in bed and sleep because everything hurts. And then it got the sinus cold. Never had that in my life on earth. I'm like, oh, you poor people, how do you deal with the headache? That's what I didn't like.
Yeah, no, it's. There
now, this woman is a walking pharmacist. This woman who is much younger than myself, she's always got an ailment of some kind.
I'm much better than I used to be, though.
She is
much better,
but now I love it because if we ever travel, she's a pharmacist. She has everything, even in Jamaica.
Yeah,
see, I know nothing.
No problem. I got you covered.
Right? Yeah. Didn't even bring a Tylenol. I never bring Tylenol anywhere, but she had antibiotics for my leg because I was having too much fun. Opened my leg on the sand. On a sand, playing volleyball. It was done.
Yeah, that sounds bad until you clarified the volleyball part.
Yeah, yeah. Sand and volleyball. Yeah. Hey, get your minds out of the gutter, people.
Any hoodle. We did get a holy jump of tuna fish in there. Jump in tuna fish in there, too. I can, since Melissa Etheridge, I want to come over on point. I'll have to re-listen to that. I haven't heard that in a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're talking about Melissa Etheridge. Okay.
That's hilarious. Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
Good to see you on there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing in we know nothing, even when you're working with your horses, it's a pretty cool feeling because even yesterday when we were at the lowest that we have been, I don't even
energy
know.
Energy-wise, it was just.
It was just low.
Usually we take days. Right?
Yeah.
So one brings the other one up and that, you know, we can kind of balance it out somehow. But yesterday, no, it was both of us. And we were stuck on the computer like all day.
That is such a bad place. I feel bad for every human who does this for a living with a computer.
Yeah.
Because wowzers, that's a lot of heavy work.
Yeah.
Anywho, though. So even doing this, knowing we know nothing. Bringing in the horses, it's such an open space for them because they're always teaching us to live in the moment. So that's, to me, that high piece that, you know, as soon as you're then in contact with your horses, it really opens up that, hey, you know nothing, just be here for a second. And the horse just, well, to me, fixes it.
Yeah.
Because then he made us live in a moment instead of stressing about all of these things that we as humans do. We do a lot of thinking. They take it away from us all the time. And then it just goes to show, knowing nothing, man, you're with a horse. It makes your world so much happier, so much better, so much more alive. And then you see those humans making changes. You're like, how can you not be so blessed and grateful in this moment that you're given? So we should actually work with computers and horses.
Yeah, that's true. We actually
maybe they'll keep us happier.
We'll just set up a desk outside somehow.
Oh, Michelle had it yesterday
that's
too.
What? Maybe I don't know. Something's in the retrograde. I don't know how those things work necessarily, but I would like to learn
because
I'm
too.
Open to learning new and better things.
Yeah.
Need to get out of our heads sometimes. Absolutely, absolutely right. And even when you're gaining new information, that's important too, right? If you only ever get stuck on everything you've ever known before without allowing new things to come in. It's a way to get really, really stuck in life too, because you just can't get past it, right?
No.
Yeah, very
it's
weird.
So true.
Everybody's on board with that.
Do.
Maybe wonder. We affect the world.
Because we got the power. 100%.
Yeah,
we got the power.
We just sent it out there, a butterfly effect.
Yeah, Sid sometimes says to me, Carrie, pray to God that we have rain. I'm like, it don't work like that. And then when it does rain, he goes, see? And I'm like, oh, no, I have no connection in that way to make the earth water. No,
Earth water.
I know nothing, but I do know that piece.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you guys do have any questions or comments to bring in with this too, we're always happy to learn more or learn new different things too about how maybe you have an outlook on your learning style or how you're going to learn as well. Oh, I have something to tell you.
On that note too, what we have now done is we have created a Facebook group. So for any of you who want to flip on over to this group that we have, and it's Working with Horses, Changing Lives. So that's the name of the group, and you should be able to just search for it. This group is going to be set up to continually share. So it's going to be a very powerful world of horses. Maybe some of you, again, EFL, Agala, Path, Field, it doesn't matter. Being a part of this group, as you can see, we have the door and people who come in and out of our lives.
But
you
did the wrong angle today.
We really did. Absolutely. But this group is going to be helping in even how you're facilitating and what that means, your step-ins, great things that we learn on the horses, like even Dr. Stephen Peters, Chris Irwin, Warwick Schiller, Doug Walsh, any of those great trainers that we're always in touch with, Masterson's method. Like, it's going to be a free platform to just share and continually all of us grow. Because the one thing we do know, we know of the I don't know anything, is the more we actually help each other, the more we work together, we actually all benefit. Because it's not about keeping secrets. And just because you're certified with someone else, and we're still helping humans move forward, the more we can help each other, the way better off we're all going to be, because it can help in your businesses, or even if it's just working with your horse.
I was just going to say that working with horses and keeping that welfare across the board, that's one of our main goals and priorities, is to make sure people are working with horses in the best way possible. So that's not a secret to keep.
No,
that's sharing that information, because that's the best thing that we can do for horses
for the horse
as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love, we've got Shannon says, okay, repeat that. I'll put the link to the group in the description of this live as well after.
Okay,
I'll put it in there. Yes.
That's smart.
And then Shelby asked on TikTok here, I just started my horse business this year. I'm curious how you guys organize things for taxes. If you go to our website, if you'd like, and you can send us an email. We do have some information on that, or on our Facebook page. We've got some lives on that sort of thing as well, or in this group.
Yeah,
could always tag it in there too.
I like that too.
Yeah. So we are pretty pumped for this new group coming up, because again, it is that way to expand the learning, expand our minds. And I'm sure that we're going to learn lots from you guys too as we go forth.
Exactly. Because it is a group that you can post in. Because I think that's the vital piece to sharing and helping us. No way, really? Because again, even the equine dentist, you don't know what you don't know until you do know.
Yeah.
But I tell you, even our last certification, that's the one thing I get. I don't get high and mighty because I would never use those words, and I'm not that kind of human. But here's the scoop. All of us horse people globally around the world, when we understand what the welfare of the horse is, then you have a responsibility. That's the word.
Yeah.
You now have a responsibility. You can't pass by someone who's just shaved off the whiskers of a horse and say, no, I can't say anything, because what if they don't like me? You now are responsible for the welfare of the horse. And remember, you can say it so much more, like, hey, I see you just shaved off the whiskers of your horse. You know, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I really didn't know this, but would you be interested in understanding how and what those whiskers, the vibris, are there for? Now, most horse people who want to care for their horses, they're going to be interested. So you don't have to be bitchy about it. You just have to be accountable and responsible to that horse now. Any horse globally around the world, we have to do something. When you see a farrier who's beating on a horse, you can't allow that piece to happen anymore.
You have to show them what it feels like to be beaten. No,
I'm just kidding. That one shocked me. That was funny. I like
don't
that.
Don't beat people,
I like
that. Either.
Oh my goodness.
We've got a lot of people saying that they need some more information on this. So I've decided now you're going to type something into the comments. That first humbling piece, right? I know nothing. And I will be happy to send you the direct link to the group so that you guys can hop in there as well.
Well, that's a good idea. And I wanted to give them a gift. I remember I was thinking today I want to give a gift away. But my brain cannot remember what that specific gift was.
Ah, we'll figure it out. So type in the I know nothing, we'll send you the gift too.
Oh, okay. You get both.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I forget what it was.
There is a misconception, and I hope it's a misconception still at this point in the horsey world, that you have to be different with other people's horses. You can't treat horses the same because, you know, like, someone might not like it or things like that. But it is, like you said, it's our responsibility to ensure that the welfare of all horses is being taken care of. So you really do have to step in and say your piece. If they don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it.
No.
But at least you've done your part
to
in
try
helping that horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though there's no such thing as try, that little Yoda guy says.
That's right. There is no try. There's only do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think we got some people. I'll wait. We're almost there, Shannon. She's like, dibs out. She's got to go to work. And she's like, oh, I'll hang around.
Oh, well, do you want to take that?
No, I don't have the link handy.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yep. She's IT. She knows all kinds of these things. Yep. I just do not.
But I will put it in.
Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, Carson's going to do it.
Oh, Carson Doodle Romeo over there.
Carson Doodle Romeo.
KJ Lo.
So she will put it in there for you guys as well. So you can find it that way. And then if you did comment, I know nothing, I will send it to you guys too that way.
Yeah. And whatever this gift was, what was the gift?
I don't know. Because I know nothing.
I know, right? Maybe it was my book. It's not like a book, like a novel, because seriously, everyone's life is full of so much, well, hard times, joy, problem solving. Yeah. This is all of us. None of us is exempt from what happens in life. It doesn't matter if you're the richest person in the world or the poorest. We all have things that we have to go through. This is a very short read. So it's a very tiny little bio, but it's kind of a real opening of, you know, nothing. And when you begin the journey of horses, even how you know nothing and how you continually keep gaining it. But through this book, it just shows through all losses, obstacles, challenges, how the world opens up paths and journeys that you would have never experienced if you wouldn't have taken that risk to at least begin something. So if you do want it, it's just on PDF, obviously.
Yes.
Not mailing snail mail yet. No. But yeah, we can give that gift to you.
I think that would be lovely. So we'll throw that in there as well with the I Know Nothing. And I see Carson's got to join the group in a few times here. So that's perfect.
Wow, she's good.
Beauteous, beauteous, beauteous.
It's going to be fun. Now, yeah, don't get too excited yet. I'm just getting it all put together. So I better go and put a post in.
People on TikTok-y, but if you guys want it, I don't know how the comment thing works the same way. So send us a message.
Go to our profile.
Our profile.
And it's there, right?
And click in the link.
Oh. You guys know what to do. Okay.
Okay.
So there's our spiel about why it is so important to realize that you know nothing. There's a humbling piece to it because the moment we think we know everything, we're losing out on so much that could affect our lives for the better.
It's so, so true. And there's so many things we could go on with that.
Yeah. So many different directions.
Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. Well, nice little short one today, unless any of you want to tell us your I know nothing. Well, I definitely don't know about marriage, let me tell you. Messed up a few times in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. But then at the end of the day, you figured it out with the right person. So sometimes you didn't get married. No, relationship piece.
Yeah. My knowledge has now said, Carrie, are you really supposed to get married?
Does the piece of paper make the relationship? Nispa. It does not. So yeah, we all have our different learning moments in life too. The humbling ones are definitely the most,
the strongest in learning.
Yeah. The most knowledge filled, if you will.
Yeah.
And I love that you say with the exempt piece too, nobody's exempt from a tough life.
No.
Right. Life doesn't get easier. It just is about building skills so we can handle things a little bit differently as we move forward.
But and having a horse.
Yeah.
I think for all of us horse people, what a beautiful piece of life we have, because if we didn't have that horse in our life, wow, then you just have cement around and maybe a tree here and there. You know, it would be harder, at least even for those who maybe don't even have a horse, but you love horses.
Yeah.
You probably go driving around just to see the horses, right? Or you watch the horse movies because they just make you feel so happy and so alive. So it is kind of cool.
Mike says, I know nothing about making a new life schedule.
we could help you with that one, Mike.
That's true.
If you're open to it, we're good on life schedule.
Just,
Tomorrow will be better.
Yeah. Unfortunately, life does like to throw in those lovely little curveballs that even if you have the schedule there, it doesn't mean it's going to go according to plan as well. But
a new life schedule. Yeah. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Isn't that what they
maybe first, because I always love manual stuff. Get a calendar and then just keep writing in the odd thing in this new life that you're going to be having and just see what happens. Because your intention threw it down there.
Thanks, Carolyn, for the link. That was Carson, because I'm not quite that magical yet, but I will pass it on for you. Carson, they say thank you.
You're welcome. Have an amazing, amazing day in the world of I know nothing. Tell your children, tell your parents. They're really going to enjoy that conversation. Mm-hmm. I know nothing.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece. And actually, even when you tell your kids that, how freeing is it for them to be able to maybe teach you something that you didn't know before? Like math. It's totally different now. It doesn't even make sense.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Any hoodle.
That's my opinion.
I really wrapped that up on a positive note. It's dumb.
It's dumb.
We're not learning anything new there. Damn it.
That one is not. No, math is all numbers must work. Yes. Or you would never be able to take a rocket to the moon.
And some of the stuff would blow your mind, people. I got to tell you.
My daughter's a teacher. She has shown me. And I'm like, dumb.
Michelle says, I literally don't know anything. That's what, doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, let's get t-shirts. Nothing.
It's true. Seriously.
Yeah.
We should. We'll start a tribe of I know nothingers.
Yeah.
I like all right. It. Have a fabulous week, everybody. We will be back on next week and we'll see you in the group as well. We are so excited for all of you to join us in there. And we just can't wait to start sharing some more knowledge and figuring out of different ways that we know nothing.
Catch you later.
Have a good one, everybody.